very excited. Yeah, and just looking forward to going to India and seeing what a World Cup's about. And yeah, I think just excited is the main thing I feel.
Can you quite believe it?
No, not really. Especially where I was probably, you know, when I went alone to Essex in the middle of the season. Then it's been quite a quick turnaround, to be fair. And sort of the last 6 months has gone extremely well.
I mean, we spoke, what, a week ago or something, when you just come back from the Lions against the Pakistan A, and you said, well, I'm not sure, but if I can get in, it'd be lovely. And here you are.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it, to be fair. Obviously, I did pretty well for the Lions in the 2 months I was there, in the 50-over cricket and also the 2020 series as well. So, in the back of my mind, I thought potentially I might have a very outside small chance, but, you know, thankfully I've been selected, and as I said, I'm very excited about it.
So, what's the plan now?
I'll leave for South Africa on Friday. I think I'll join up with the 2020 squad there. And then we come back to England, then we leave for India. So it's going to be an exciting sort of 6 weeks for me and also for the team.
So as a consequence of being selected for the World Cup, they've said, you know, go out to South Africa. What's that, to get some practice, just to get a feel for what's going on?
I imagine just to get a feel for international cricket in a way. But as I said, that'll be exciting to go out there and you know, and experience international cricket. And then obviously in India as well, where 2020 is so big. So it says it's an exciting time for me.
I was going to say, this is not just any sort of T20 World Cup, although of course it's a World Cup, but the fact that it's in India, there's the IPL there. I mean, 2020 cricket out there is huge, and you're part of a World Cup, which is really big.
Yeah, it is. It's a strange feeling. But as I said, I keep saying it's exciting. And yeah, to go to India for a World Cup where 2020 is such a big event, as you said, with the IPL and all the Indian players that they have in 2020 cricket as well, it's going to be an amazing experience.
It's one thing to be part of the squad, but I mean, where are you sort of already thinking, where do I get into the final 11 here? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think, you know, if you're in a World Cup squad, I think you've got to be prepared to play at any minute. You know, and that's what I'm going to be prepared to do. If I play, then, you know, I'll try and do what I've done with the Lions and what I've done with Hampshire. And said, if I don't, then I'll look to learn as much as I can out there, and it's going to be an amazing experience.
I mean, the makeup of the squad, isn't there? There's already Moeen Ali bowling his off-spin. There's Joe Root bowling a bit of off-spin. I mean, what else is there, spin-wise, that maybe you've got to sort of jump forward?
Oh, to be fair, I haven't really thought about that, to be fair. I'm just going to get out there and train as hard as I can and see where that takes me.
Your mum and dad follow you around, especially your dad. They must be tremendously proud.
Yeah, parents are obviously going to be proud. You know, it's something that you dream of from when you start playing kids cricket, and something that you dream of, you know, when you get onto academies and stuff like that. So to actually do it is an honour, to be going to World Cup, and obviously, you know, thankful for them to help me out when I was a teenager and travelling all around those grounds.
Your dad watches a lot of games, and mum not far behind that as well. I mean, is he already thinking about getting out to India?
I very much doubt it. Yeah, I wouldn't have a clue, but I doubt it.
Right. It's incredible to think. I mean, we've spoken several times during the winter, and you've just sort of moved forward. You know, you weren't even on the EPP programming, the performance program. Then you were, and then the Lions, you got selected for that. Then you got selected for the Lions after Christmas. It's just been an amazing few months, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's turned around pretty quickly. As I said before, I was extremely disappointed not to play any group games for Hampshire, and that really did frustrate me. And as I said, I worked hard. I went to Essex, and it worked well for me. I come back, and I had a good sort of last 3 months of the season, and yes, it's been an amazing turnaround, and things have happened extremely quickly.
That's the other side of it, isn't it? Where you hardly played at all for Hampshire in the T20 competition last summer. Was it one or two games or what have you? It's just an amazing turnaround.
Yeah, that, as I said, that frustrated me, because I feel I've been pretty solid with the ball in 2020 cricket for Hampshire and in white ball cricket in general. So not to play any part in the group games for Hampshire was very frustrating, but you know, it did frustrate me, but at the end of the day, I went away and I worked hard, and you know, hopefully now I can keep pushing on and potentially play in a World Cup.
What is the difference in white ball cricket of the Liam Dawson of now that maybe wasn't there a few months ago? Or is there any difference?
There's no difference. I just didn't play.
Okay. Obviously, James Vince is with you, and Rhys Topley as well. So you've got some familiar guys around, as well as some of the England Lions guys.
Yeah, that's nice. Obviously, to go into a squad where you know what helps. Obviously, Vincey having a teammate there, and obviously Topper's now. So that makes it a lot easier going into a group of guys that you see on the TV playing such cricket. So it's going to be exciting to play with the top players that England have got, and to also learn from as well. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I guess the next stage now is you're out to South Africa. Are you hoping to play there? I mean, how's that going to work, do you think? I mean, what do they say to you? Congratulations, you're part of the England T20 squad, but now you're going out to South Africa as well.
Well, yeah, James Whitsley called me saying I've been added to the 15-man squad, or 16-man squad now, so I assume I'm part of that squad, and if I play, then that'd be a massive bonus, and I'll be very excited to play.
So, I mean, it'd be nice to get a bit of experience before you go to India, I guess.
Yeah, it would, but I think, I played in a lot of finals days for Hampshire, and that's probably the closest, I've been to international cricket, and I know what big days are about. Obviously not in international cricket, but I've had the experience of a few finals day, which would hold me in good stead.
Do you feel different now, all of a sudden, with all these things happening to you?
No, not really. I think I'm probably a bit more nervous, but in the same way, extremely excited, as I keep saying. I wouldn't say I feel much different, though.